Here's what it sounded like yesterday inside the U.S. Capitol as a violent mob stormed the building. Colorado Public Radio reporter Caitlin Kim was there. She was the one who recorded that tape. And Caitlin, we spoke with you yesterday just as all of this was unfolding, but we didn't yet have that tape. What was it like to hear that warning blare through Congress?
It was shocking. You know, it's not, I never expected to hear that kind of announcement here at the U.S. Capitol building in America.
Yeah. You know, just in terms of the tone and the mood, I heard from the chief of staff of one member of Congress pretty late last night, who told me that she was still locked up in their offices and that at a certain point, people were starting to get hungry. What was it like for people to be on lockdown under such a tense condition for so long? And then you had to get back to work to confirm those electoral votes. What was that like?
It was a surreal moment. You know, you could hear rioters in the building. You could hear flashbangs go off, you know, and people were doing what they could to protect themselves, you know, dimming lights, locking doors, putting our phones on vibrate. But, you know, we're reporters. We were also trying to do our jobs. And that's what everyone was doing. And it kind of helped take your mind off of things, you know, but we were out there reporting what we could from where we were.
At what point were you able to get up and out and you know, start to move around the building and do your job?
It took a while. Capitol Police, you know, came and checked on us in about an hour after that sort of message went out. And they were basically telling us to stay put. But, you know, they would come and check on us periodically. And at one point they were like, all right, time to go. And they moved us all to another separate location, secure separate location. But, you know, it was... They did their best. I think everyone was trying to do their best as well and listening to what they were saying and not sort of trying to get out there and get into trouble. And yeah, it was surreal.
I spoke with two members of Congress today and you could just hear the emotion in their voice. I think it was a very tough, long night for them. What is it like today? I mean, what's the feeling like there inside the building?
You know, I came into the building today this morning and it's not as tense as it was last night. I think, you know, people were just like, we can't believe this happened. But, you know, the staff here, they're working, they're cleaning, they're making sure, you know, sweeping up glass, you know, cleaning all this debris and garbage left by rioters last night. People are getting back to the work that they have to do. And I think that's something that lawmakers were talking about, that, you know, Congress is not going to be intimidated and they're going to do their job.
Colorado Public Radio's Caitlin Kim, thank you for your time.
Thank you.